Welcome to another episode of Journey from Grief to Healing. I'm Dr. Ray Calabrese. In today's episode, we dive into the raw truth of grief. It hurts, it lingers, and it doesn't follow a schedule. But buried in the ache is something waiting to be reawakened, your resilience. If you felt like you're running in place or barely holding on, this episode is for you. Let's begin. We all go through, or will go through, the tough moments of grieving. There is no getting away from it. There is no preparation for it. Other tough moments we experience and survive become the knowledge base for the tough moments of grieving we are experiencing. These tough moments happen. They happen to all of us. We can take heart, though. They are not the final answer. They only become the final answer when we give up and surrender to them. There are many forms of surrender. They can be in the form of drugs, alcohol, food, or some other form. We can try to run away from them, but wherever we go, they are our companion, tempting us to surrender. Compounding the tough moment of grieving is our increased anxiety related to when our emotional pain will end. If I break a bone, for example, my doctor will tell me it will take about 8 weeks, give or take, to heal. There is no give or take with the tough moments of grieving. We are caught in a period of waiting. Poet Rainer Maria Rilke expresses it this way in his poem, Waiting. It is life in slow motion. It's the heart in reverse. It's a hope and a half too much and too little at once. It's a train that suddenly stops with no station around, and we can hear the cricket and leaning out of the carriage door. We vainly contemplate a wind we feel that stirs the blooming meadows, the meadows made imaginary by this stop. You and I are not alone. What we experience or have experienced is shared throughout the world. It hurts like hell. The tough moments, especially the tough moments of grieving, tend to hit us harder the older we get. Young people are different. They have a sense of resiliency. They tend to bounce back after every setback. A life force within them compels them to continue to live, to grow, and to move forward. I think the life force within you and me is as strong. Yet, as we age, we learn to play things a little safer. We do not take as many risks as we would have or did as a young person. Our risk-aversive behavior sends our resiliency into dormancy. Waking up our resiliency is like going to the gym for the first time in 2 decades. Lift weights? Out of the question. Walk on the treadmill for an hour? There's got to be a better way to spend the day. You understand the point I'm making. If we take it slow, and one day at a time, we do find ourselves getting stronger. It doesn't happen all at once, and sometimes there are long plateaus where it doesn't seem like we're going anywhere. We all experience the long plateaus where we feel like a gerbil running on a wheel at different times in our lives. We're going fast and getting nowhere. If we continue to press on, one day we will discover our sense of resiliency is beginning to awaken from its dormancy. We hurt, but we're stronger. We catch momentary glimpses of surviving this terrible, tough moment of grieving. The brief glimpses we get are our awakened resiliency, telling us, you are alive. Poet Emily Dickinson expresses this feeling in her poem, To Be Alive is Power. Here is her poem. To be alive is power, existence in itself, without a further function, omnipotence, enough, to be alive and will. 'Tis able as a God, the maker of ourselves, be what? Such being, finitude. You and I are alive, yes. Our resilience never left us. It's waiting for us to open the door and let it return to its full power. We no longer have to run in place. We are moving on with our lives. Never give up. Never quit. Good things are coming your way. They're just up ahead. If you like this podcast, please share it with a friend who walks with us on our grieving journey. Have a great day and stay strong. Never quit.